It's 6 degrees and partly cloudy. I'm Sari Anetta with 91X News. It appears a lot of Canadians spent this fall squirreling away money for the holidays. Don Kelly has the story.
A survey by TD Canada Trust suggests 53% set aside at least 10% of each paycheck as the season began, and the bank found almost 60% are planning to feather their nest eggs in the new year. TD recommends paying yourself off first before paying off monthly expenses, even if it's just a little amount. It also suggests you make sure you're living within your means and not overspending on non-essential items. Just yesterday, StatsCan reported Canadians are piling on more and more debt, even as they get poorer. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Egyptians have been turning out in large numbers for a second round of parliamentary elections. Mark Levy says Islamist parties are looking to boost their numbers after dominating the first round of voting last month.
The Islamic Brotherhood is set to be the big winner in this election. They're trying to persuade people that they are moderate. They won't impose their views. The military, the folks who are ruling this country for now, aren't buying that. They're saying the election isn't representative of the Egyptian people. In other words, too many Islamists have won, and they will take over control of the constitutional drawing up process. That's likely to create some friction in the future.
A third and final round is scheduled for early January. The Iraq War's most famous POW is back in the news. Karen Chase has the story.
Former POW Jessica Lynch, who skyrocketed to fame in 2003 as a 19-year-old Army soldier when she was captured in Iraq and later recovered in a dramatic rescue, is finally completing her original mission to become a teacher. This week, she's receiving her education degree from West Virginia University. Lynch still suffers lingering leg pain from her ordeal, but she's grateful to be alive. She and her longtime boyfriend have a daughter they named Dakota, after a comrade who died next to her in their convoy attack. Karen Chase, ABC News.
The Medical Edge Report, treating a deviated septum. Tracy McRae has more.
Giving you the edge on healthy living. Here's Mayo Clinic Medical Edge. Frequent sinus infections, nosebleeds, facial pain, and trouble breathing through your nose all can be symptoms of a number of things, and all can be symptoms of a deviated septum. That's where the strip of bone and cartilage that divides the nose in half is crooked instead of straight.
The only real cure for a deviated nasal septum is to have a surgical correction straighten up the nasal septum.
Septoplasty, explains Mayo Clinic Dr. Eric Moore, can be a fairly straightforward, simple outpatient procedure, or very complex, depending on the cause and extent of the deviation. But
it's not an absolute requirement to get a deviated nasal septum repaired. It only needs repair if it's causing symptoms of nasal obstruction or sinus problems or something like that.
And if you're having symptoms, it's crucial to make sure they are actually the result of the deviated septum. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org. I'm Tracy McRae.
That's 91X News to 102. Here's Sean Macy with sports.
The OHL's leading goal scorer won't be helping Canada at the upcoming World Junior Championship this year. Tyler Toffoli was one of Canada's final 13 cuts, which were made this morning. There are three returning players for the club from last year's tournament. Quinton Howden, Brett Conley, and Jaden Schwartz will all be back for the home team. The tournament opens on Boxing Day in Edmonton. Sticking with junior hockey, the Belleville Bulls are back in action tonight. The hometown boys haven't won a game since December 3rd when they took on Windsor. The Bulls will be looking to end their three-game losing skid tonight against Kingston. Joey Votto has more hardware to add to his trophy case. The Cincinnati Red Slugger repeated as the Tip O'Neill winner, which honors Canada's top baseball player. This year, the first baseman will have to share the award with John Axford. The Brewers closer saved 46 games last year for Milwaukee. Speaking of the Brewers, today Milwaukee finalized a $36 million contract with third baseman Aramis Ramirez. The 33-year-old hit .306 last year with 26 homers for the Chicago Cubs. The Brew crew will need all the help at offense they can get, as Prince Fielder is currently testing the free agent market, and slugger Ryan Braun could miss 50 games after failing a drug test. The coaches for the newest season of The Ultimate Fighter were announced yesterday. Dominic Cruz and Uriah Faber will be coaching the UFC hopefuls. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sari Anetta with 91x weather.
Today, cloudy. Rain beginning late this afternoon. High of 7. Tonight, rain with a low of 5. Thursday, more rain ending in the afternoon with a high of 11. It's 6 degrees. I'm Sari Anetta with Sean Macy. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.
Quinte's new rock source, 91X, is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.